it's really easy to say you have faith when you're on the mountaintops, but when you're in the valley and you have to reach out, that's when it's tough. To anyone who's facing that right now, like I said earlier, reminding yourself of where you are and whose you are. When you can understand your identity, that you don't have to fight for anything yourself, that it's actually not anything that you can do to gain God's approval or to gain his affection, but he so desperately wants to spend time with you.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Questions with Caden. I'm your host, Caden Fabrizio, and I'm super honored you clicked on this podcast. I think you're going to love it if this is your first time here. I'm honored that you would click on this podcast and join us. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. I love my QWC family. We took a break off last week because I was traveling, and to be honest with you, I was going to film an episode, but I wasn't feeling that well, so I didn't. So now we're back. We're here. We got a new episode on the way. We have one of my best friends in the world, Cade Thompson, coming on the episode today. As you can tell by my shirt, if you're watching this on video, this is a totally different day than the episode that Cade and I filmed. I'm doing the intro a little bit later because the file got corrupted that I originally did the intro on. So just little things, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to pivot, figure it out. So today we're introing this podcast a little bit later, but what's cool about that is I have a lot of insight into this podcast, and I truly believe that the Holy Spirit showed up and did some incredible things, and I really believe that this is a very, very, very powerful podcast to encourage you to step out in faith. If you don't know who Cade Thompson is, Cade Thompson is a musician, a Christian alternative singer. You've probably heard a lot of his songs on the radio if you listen to any Christian radio or on any upcoming Christian Spotify or Apple Music playlists. He's genuinely one of the best guys I know and gives us a lot of insight into himself, his story, and how to step out in faith. Before we jump in, I do want to say if you are interested, there's opportunities to partner financially with the podcast. I would say this. If you would say this podcast has encouraged you, has inspired you, has helped you grow a deeper relationship with Jesus, you've gotten some invaluable things out of this podcast, I would say, hey, consider partnering with us in the podcast and donating. I think there's 99-cent options, $5 options, and $10 options a month. This is what I do full time, and to help this podcast go forward, we do need some financial support. So if you feel so willing and like you want to be a part of this podcast financially, you can go to anchor.fm/questionswithcaden and hit the donate button. Obviously, it's never this podcast is never going to be anything but free. So if you want to partner, it really is just that extra bonus thing for us, and we really appreciate it so much. Be sure to subscribe to us, follow, and if this episode encourages you, share it with a friend. But that's enough talking. Let's get into this podcast, and let's give Cade a big warm welcome as he jumps on the episode. Yo, Cade, welcome to Questions with Caden, bro. Thanks for coming on.
Dude, thanks for having me. The boys are back in town. We're doing this.
The boys are back in town. Don't sing it. I have to sing it out of key and not in the right tune so we don't get copyrighted.
A little name
that's
that
why
tune.
I did that.
A little name that tune. Yeah,
I know. I think people have probably seen it. Listeners have seen our little video that we posted on Instagram.
They might have. They might have.
And we probably should do another one at some point.
Hey, I'm here. Next time you're in town, bro, we're doing it. Except I'm going to ask you, and you got to sing it.
And then I have to sing it out of key, just like tone deaf. Like, yeah. It's like, hey. bro, I was thinking, you know what we should change to today's episode? We should change the title of our podcast to Questions with Cade.
Cade squared. Questions with Cade squared.
Cade squared. Questions with Cade squared.
That's it.
We just changed our podcast to the Cade Crusades is what we call it.
I'm here to announce this is our official press release, y'all. It's happening.
This is our official press release for our tour, the Cade Crusades.
Watch out.
Could happen. Hey, watch out. Yeah. Look, it could happen. Listeners, this is going to be a really fun episode. Cade Thompson is one of my greatest friends on the planet. I love him to death. We just got back from spending 17-plus hours in a car together.
Lord.
And it was every second of it was a blessing and at the same time a curse.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. We found out very quickly that we needed to stop at the gas station more times than we thought we would have. So it's true.
Thing you got to know about me, listeners, you're getting a little inside scoop. I have the bladder the size of a walnut. And I made Cade Thompson stop at the gas station every 25 to 35 minutes on our 17 or 8-hour car ride and then 8 hours back. I think on the way back, I was a little better, right?
You did a great job. You did a great job. Yeah.
I have to severely dehydrate myself in order to go on car rides.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy,
it's
bro.
It's not healthy. I like hook up to an IV when I get home just so I can survive.
Yeah, he goes to the hospital after every trip. It's okay, though.
Yeah. I have a nurse, a stay-at-home nurse who comes and like helps me. You know, today is going to be a super fun episode. As you guys can tell, Cade, like I said, is one of my best friends in the world. And so it's going to be a fun episode. We're going to have a lot of good conversations. We're also going to have a lot of fun. But I'm believing that through Cade's story and through the story of the song that he just released, Arms of Jesus, you're going to leave this podcast encouraged a little bit better than how you clicked on it. And I'm thinking this might be your favorite episode that we've ever done because it's Cade Thompson and he's amazing. Ooh. So you guys have seen the episode title. You know the question. The question is, how do I step out in faith? And a little quick little background of this question that Cade doesn't actually know is that 6 months ago when I started planning for Questions with Cade in Season 1, I wrote down a list of people that I wanted to come on the podcast. And the question I put down next to Cade Thompson's name is, how do I step out in faith?
Wow.
And 2 days ago, Cade sent me a voice message and after I asked him what he wanted to talk about, and he basically said he wanted to talk about that. And so I was like, dude, this is so divine. I got chills right now thinking about it. Just
wow, dude.
I know for a fact the Holy Spirit has his hand on this podcast. Mm. He has a message for you that's listening today. That no matter who you are, no matter how close you are to stepping out in faith or how afraid you are, that through what Cade and I are going to talk about today, through Cade Squared, I think you guys are going to be encouraged and know that God's hand is in your life and he is going to be providing for you every step of the way. Every step Woo! Of the way as you step out in faith. So, Cade, do you want to pray for our podcast today, man?
I'd love to, yeah.
Let's do it.
God, we just thank you so much for this time that we get to come together and chat about all that you're doing in our lives. God, I pray for every single listener that is about to hear the words that come out of our mouths. God, I pray that everything that we would say would be aligned with your heart in this moment. And I pray for anything that we say that is not of you, that it would just fall to the ground right now. In Jesus' name, God, I pray for people today that maybe have questions about what is faith and who is Jesus and how do I even live my faith out in this world. God, I ask you would just speak so clearly to them through this moment in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. I ask you to bless both of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for being such a prayer warrior, my guy.
Yeah.
As always, before we jump into answering this question, we have some foundational scriptures I'd like to read. Cade, I don't know if you have the run through open.
I do. I'm ready.
Do you want to read the first one and I'll read the second one?
Yeah. Okay. So this is crazy too. Proverbs 16:9 is one of my favorite verses, and it goes along with my song Every Step of the Way. So God is in this.
No
way. I had no idea you just threw that verse out there. So
let's go, bro.
I memorized a different translation, but it says, "The heart of a man can plan his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps." That verse is speaking to me ever since I graduated high school, man. So
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, I love that verse, dude, because it's like I think you can read it as a believer like two ways. Like you can read it as like, oh, like, you can be like, oh, man, like, I can make plans, but it's not going to matter.
Mm.
Or you can read it like, man, his ways are so much higher. And his ways, it gives you just courage. And it gives you, like, it raises your faith in knowing that, like, yeah, God's got me. And he has plans for me. And every step I take, he's holding. And how can I fail if he's with me? So the second verse today of our foundational scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, "For we live by believing and not by seeing." A different translation says, "For we live by faith and not by sight." And I think when you're stepping out in faith, you need to know that sometimes you may not see where you're about to step. But you have to know two things. The Lord determines your steps.
Yeah.
And two, that you don't need to see it, but that's not the way we live.
That's
we live
right.
by faith. So always in this podcast, man, we ask this massive question. How do I step out in faith? And we break it down into these smaller questions to help us understand the main idea, give us tips, give us encouragement, Give us some ways, some practical thoughts, some theological thoughts, yep. some God-ordained thoughts for us to kind of answer this question yeah. and encourage listeners to, one, step out in faith. Because I believe it's one of the most powerful things we can do as believers is stepping out in faith.
That's right.
Is saying, like, all right, God, whatever you're calling me to do, I might be frightened right now, but I'm going to do it. You know, like, I'm just going to believe that. I'm just going to take this step. And sometimes it feels like you're jumping off a cliff.
I would say most of the time.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Yo, I know your story because, obviously, you're a friend of mine. Yeah. And I know that when I had this question, how do I step out in faith, I knew that when you're 18 years old, you took a massive step of faith and stepped out. What was that like, man? Can you talk a little bit about your story, about stepping out, moving to Nashville, stepping out in faith and knowing what God was calling you to do, what God was setting before you, and kind of just, like, speak into that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So for as long as I can remember, music has just been a huge part of my life, part of my story. I grew up on Christian music, on Christian radio. My mom, yeah. she was in ministry. So if you know, every time you're in the car, you're going to be hearing some of those, I can only imagine, some of that Christian, totally. Some of those Christian jams. And I didn't quite see it until I began to get older. But those moments of ministry and those songs actually really deeply impacted my life and ultimately led me to Jesus when I was 10 years old. I truly started asking questions, who is Jesus and what does this mean to me? And I surrendered everything I had in that moment at a church camp. And eventually that led me down to the road of singing at church and all these things. And one step after another, an open door, a couple closed doors, another open door led me to about to graduate high school. I was talking to a few different labels and I ended up moving down to Nashville, Tennessee in faith. I didn't have a record deal at that point. I got an apartment, I got the keys, and I said, Lord, I'm going to choose to trust you. And a couple months later, I ended up signing a record deal. And it's so cool, man, to just look back on my life and my story, because I feel like faith has been actually one of the key words that I've seen over and over again in my life, and specifically wow. what we're talking about today. It's just so powerful. So yeah, that's a little bit of the story.
Yeah. Dude, I think it's crazy how you said lots of open doors and closed doors.
Yeah.
How did you, when you're knowing you're about to step out in faith, you're like, I'm 18 years old, I'm about to move to Nashville, I don't have a record deal, I don't really know what's going to happen, I just feel this in my heart, I know I'm supposed to do it. How did you see closed doors and not be like, okay, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing? Because I think it's easy for us to, like, be stepping out in faith, stepping out, walking towards what God is calling us to do, and then coming across closed doors and sometimes going, oh, I must not be supposed to be doing this.
Right. I think that's always a difficult balance for a lot of people, because for myself included, I'm very much like a visionary. I have a lot of dreams that God has put inside of my heart. But at yeah. the same time, I have to remember that I only have this moment and I have to look down where my feet are planted. And those are the moments that I'm reminded, okay, God, you have me here. And all I need to do is choose to trust you for the next step. I don't have to totally. Choose to trust you for 3 miles down the road. I have to choose to trust you right now. And that yeah. is how I can have the peace for those moments when a door gets closed and when another one gets open. Because I've found a lot of times when God closes one door, he's already opening the next. Totally. I mean, it's just true. He already is. And a lot of times those doors look way different than I ever wanted them to look like.
Absolutely.
And I don't see it until I look back on my life like a couple years down the road and I'm saying to myself, wow, God, you really saved me on that one.
Bro, and, been there, dude.
And I feel like, you know, my song Every Step of the Way really has been an anthem that ties perfectly into this verse, because I say in the song, like, I couldn't see it then, but now I understand. You know, yeah. there's a lot of moments we can't see what God is doing in the very moment that we're walking in,
yeah.
but we can see it later. And that's an encouragement for you today if you're listening, even though it might not be the answer you want to hear.
Yeah.
Because we live in a culture that is very much, we want it now, boom, 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 instant gratification. Sometimes that's just not the way of the kingdom.
Totally. No, it's totally, it's, I love how you said, like, you just need to focus on where you're planted now. Because I think for us in Western Christianity and kind of in, you know, in America, you have this idea, or even just in the Western world, you have this idea of, like, stepping out in faith must mean I'm moving forward. Like, stepping out in faith must mean progress. Mm-hmm. It must mean open door. When sometimes I feel like stepping out in faith actually means being okay with where you are.
Cool. come on,
like,
dude.
Stepping out in faith is like saying, like, okay, God, I don't see everything you're doing, and I feel like I'm at a standstill, so I'm going to stand still, and I'm going to sit still, and I'm going to be in your presence, and I'm going to be okay just listening to you and getting to know you and being intimate with you. That sometimes may be the exact step of faith that Jesus wants you to take, because you and I both know it takes way more faith to sit at his feet and cry out to him and get to know him and beg and ask for things and knock on the door and keep knocking than it ever does to walk through a door.
Wow.
Like, you see an open door and you can go, yeah, I'll step through it. But there's way more faith involved when you're just seeking and asking and pleading and desiring and sitting with your Heavenly Father.
Dude, that
that's where faith is cultivated.
That is so, so spot on, man. I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, I mean, it got me thinking, like, Kate and I, we just went to Branson, Missouri.
Branson, together. Missouri. Woo!
Branson, Missouri. If you're from Branson,
we love you.
Sorry. Just kidding. I'm kidding. We love you. Branson is beautiful. We stayed in a house on a lake. We got the chance to go for a leader's retreat, and we got poured into and just felt so encouraged when we left. One of the speakers that was there spending time with us was Alicia Choli, and she said one of the most profound things that I've ever heard in my life in terms of stepping out in faith. And she said, and I'm going to not say it perfectly as she said it, but I'm going to Caden paraphrase it. She said that sometimes stepping out in faith just looks like listening to our God guesses. Like listening to our, like, you remember her saying that?
I do.
Listening to our educated guesses.
Yeah.
So in your life, Cade, when you've seen moments where you're like, I feel like God is calling me this way, wants me to do this, wants me to do that. You know, I feel like I need to step out in faith. I feel like that. How do you know what's an educated guess or a God guess? How do you know what's your own desire? How do you know it's God calling you to do something and it's not just like, sounds nice?
Yeah. I would say there's really three things that really I kind of filter everything through when I'm making a decision, when I'm about to step out in quote-unquote faith. I would say the first thing is the Word of God. Everything has to be filtered through the Word of God. Does this align with the Word of God? Does this align with the ways of Jesus? And number two, I have accountability. I have mentors. I have people that also are filtering everything through the Word of God. So that way when I bring up something, maybe an opportunity or something, I can seek wise counsel. It talks about in Proverbs to seek wise counsel, right? That's really, really, really important. And also learning what it means to sit at the feet of Jesus so that way you can be in tune with that still, small voice. And
totally.
I find a lot of times, man, it's not always this big. Actually, most of the time it's not always this big. Boom, God said this. But it's learning what that feels in your spirit. Of
totally.
That peace that is unexplainable when you walk with Jesus, and that's what you go with.
Absolutely. No, that's so good, dude. If you guys don't know, Cade just released a brand new song. It's called Arms of Jesus, and it is a bop. It is a banger. I had the privilege of listening to it before it came out.
You were
and
one
I was
of the
like,
first
dude,
people to hear it, man.
Dude, I was like, this thing is incredible. That
Thank
chorus.
You.
Anyway, I actually, like, side story, I my neighbors are out of town, and so they asked me if I'd, like, watch their dog, so I'm running over there every once in a while, and they leave on the Alexa, like, for sound for them, and I keep going. I sent you a picture yesterday, actually. I keep going, hey, Alexa, play Arms of Jesus by Cade Thompson, and then your, like, thing pops up, and it just gets on repeat for these dogs. I'm hoping they're getting saved.
Man,
you know? I'm just
over and over again.
Over and over.
They're
just
falling into his arms, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, I think one. I came over the other day, one was asleep. I was like, he got in the spirit. I'm getting these dogs saved, man. All dogs go to heaven.
Come on,
yeah, but in your song, man, you have this super powerful line. It's actually the first line. It says, the miracles you're waiting on feels a million miles away. You've always been so strong. Now you're tired and losing faith, but you don't have to face this alone. And that's I remember when you played me that song, that line gave me chills. And reading it when I was setting up for this podcast, I actually got emotional because I think for so many people, including myself, I have been there. Like, I have been at the place where miracles feel a million miles away. Like, the thing I've been praying for doesn't feel like it's ever going to come, and I am losing faith. And I did feel alone. And it took getting into the actual arms of Jesus to not feel alone. And I think that there's so many people listening to this podcast today that probably find themselves in that exact spot. Like, I don't see how this is going to get better. I don't see where the miracle comes through. And I'm losing faith. Like, there's almost that point in your faith, and I don't know if you've ever been there. I'm sure you have, where, like, it just feels like your cup's empty.
Yeah.
And you're just grasping anything you can to try and fill it. And you're just like, I don't know how I'm going to get back to the place I was once, or how, or the place I desire to be. I don't know how I'm going to get back to the arms of Jesus because I have no more faith left.
Yeah.
And so that song, that's so powerful. And then your next line, you say, let go and fall into the arms of Jesus. And so in that, like, stepping into that and living in that, what are some tips and some advice or some people that you'd say that are in that space and they're going, dude, how do I keep moving forward? Like, where do I keep find the strength to keep going?
Man, I love that. I first of all, to anyone that feels like they're in that spot, I can say I've been there as well. I mean, that's why I wrote this song. And I think for people that are going through those emotions of feeling that way, I think the word faith probably is a little scary. And, you know, I think that's perfectly okay to recognize that that seems scary. Like, it's really easy to say you have faith when you're on the mountaintops, but when you're in the valley and you have to reach out, that's when it's tough.
Totally.
And so I would say to anyone who's facing that right now, like I said earlier, reminding yourself of where you are and whose you are. When you when you can understand your identity, that you don't have to fight for anything yourself, that it's actually not anything that you can do to gain God's approval or to gain his affection, but he so desperately wants to spend time with you.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times we focus more on the influence maybe than the intimacy. We focus more on being seen by other people or you know, being a light to the world, which is so important. But if we don't have the relationship with Jesus, that intimacy first, then we can't go and reach the masses. We can't step out in faith. And so, I mean, I can be honest. I've had moments even this past week when I felt a little tired, when I felt a little bit like my cup is empty. And so those are the moments that we run back to him. Intimacy is key for faith.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I think intimacy is key for faith is probably one of the most powerful things someone has ever said on our podcast. And it's the most simple thing, because without intimacy, you're going to miss everything. Like, I think without intimacy, you're going to miss everything that you were made for.
Yeah.
Because everything you were made for was to know him. And when you don't know him, you can never know you. And so I think it's so important, like Cade said, that you desire intimacy more than influence. You desire intimacy more than even impact. You desire intimacy even more than a stage, even more than a promotion, even more than higher pay, even more than a relationship, even more than any of the things you're waiting on, you're believing for, any opportunities. You desire Jesus first. Is going to be the key. Like he said, intimacy is the key of our faith. I think intimacy is our faith.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's no faith without intimacy with Jesus.
Yep.
You know, you said this week you get to a point where you feel like a little empty or you feel that area. And I know that, like, I think we've talked about this, like, you just have to get back at the feet of Jesus. You just have to get intimate with him again. And immediately you just feel filled. Immediately you feel just ready. And I know, like, night after night after night, you step on a stage, you lead worship, you lead people in encounters with Jesus, you pour out and you pour out and you do ministry. And I think other people, they may not step on a stage with a guitar, but they may step into their office, they may step into their school, they may step in even into their family room with their family, they may even be in the front of their minivan driving their kids to school, they may even walk into school, and that's kind of them stepping onto their stage. What kind of things would you speak into people's lives where every night you step in onto a stage and you step out in faith to declare the name of Jesus? How would you encourage, and what are some tips you'd give people who step out on their own stages every day in faith to tell people about Jesus, to love people well, to steward what God's placed on their life?
Man, I think that's a really great question. You know, for me and my story, it really started out with just me and the Lord and my guitar in a room at my church. Sometimes there was nobody in the room. Just
like an empty room?
Like an empty room, man. And there was nobody even in that room. And those were the moments that shaped me. And I think a lot of times maybe you're hearing this word intimacy and you're like, what does that even mean? Honestly, I think it really just means letting the walls down, no agendas, and literally falling into the arms of Jesus.
Yeah.
Not just when you're in the valley, but when you're on the mountaintops too, learning what it means to daily walk with Jesus. That's my prayer for myself. You know, it's really easy to kind of just get in cycles of being kind of just cruising, like cruise control, you know, but learning to live in that space is beautiful.
Yeah. I think there's like a difference. Like you said, cruise control is like, I'll read the Bible app verse of the day today, you know, like that's cruise control. And then like really intimacy, true intimacy. And I know like you said, I think it's good that you paused on intimacy. Like when I was a kid and I heard, or I was younger and I heard intimacy, I was like, that's weird.
yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, that feels weird. Like, but like Cade, I think Cade broke it down perfectly. Like it's simple. It's not weird. It's letting Jesus have everything. Like it's just breaking down the walls. It's just saying like, all right, you know what? I'm done wearing the mask even in the presence of God. Like I'm done with the weight on my shoulders even when I'm with Jesus. Like I'm done not saying I need help with this or God, I'm struggling in this or I'm depressed here or I'm addicted here. I'm done not bringing those things up because I know he knows it anyway.
Yeah,
that's intimacy, is stepping into that. And like what Cade said is like cruise control looks like one verse a day, but intimacy looks like seeking Jesus. And like we said, Cade wrote a song called The Arms of Jesus. And a lot of the song is falling into the arms of Jesus and what happens when you do so. So, Cade, what are some practical steps that people can take to actually fall into the arms of Jesus? Like, what does that really look like on a day-to-day? What does that look like for a person? And what really is falling into the arms of Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, learning what it means to live a surrendered life. Easier said than done, right?
Totally.
We have to die to our flesh. We have to die to ourselves daily, you know, to live as Christ, to die as gain, right? And I think that's the first step. And also, when we fall into the arms of Jesus, we are choosing to let the healer do what only he can. I say that in the bridge of this song. There's some things that, as humans, we try to fix ourselves. And some things are sometimes they're even good things, but they're not God things. And
totally.
I want to live in that posture of surrender to let God do what only he can do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so good, dude. What would you say for people? Because I think when you're stepping out in faith, fear is like one of the biggest things that you're going to experience, and doubt. And even in anything, I think even like I said earlier, like if stepping out in faith for you in this season is just like knowing Jesus on a new level, becoming more aware of Holy Spirit, and then becoming more intimate with him. If even that, maybe that stepping out faith, that could be scary in and of itself. What are some tips to overcome that fear, to not listen to that doubt right before you step out in faith to do something?
Yeah, I know for sure for me in my life, anytime that I'm about to step in faith, that's when the devil attacks. Yeah. You know, the devil really only attacks what God is going to do and move in.
That's so good.
And so... Yeah. That should be encouraging as much as it doesn't sound encouraging at all. You should be encouraged by that, but you should also know what are the tools you can fight that. I say it all the time, man, but the Word of God has changed my life. I've started memorizing scripture this year, and that's been something that's really been on my heart that has actually changed the way that I can actually fight the battle, right?
Wow.
That I can fight this battle that's not flesh and blood, but principalities, right? And so I fight with the Word of God. This is our sword. This is our action. And I would encourage you to truly sit at the feet of Jesus. Maybe you're like, Cade, what does that even mean? What does it mean to sit at the feet of Jesus? Just find rhythms. Find a time. Find a place where you can be with him. Sometimes it's not the longest prayers that are the most impactful. Sometimes it's just the crying out of your heart of what you need from God and what he wants to do through you.
Totally. Yeah, no, I agree. I think even on top of finding time is like being aware that after you spend that time with Jesus, like he can be in your everyday. Like you can have him all the time be a part of what you're doing. Because I think that that's a huge like thing that believers miss out on is like, let's put him in our 15 minutes, which I even think that he should get more than 15 minutes, but that's another thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's put him in our little quiet time box, and then when we get out, like, let's just get back into our world mindset. Let's get to work. Let's do our things.
Man.
But it's like, I wonder what would happen, like, if we stepped out and we carried that heavenly mindset and then constantly in prayer throughout the day. Like, we drive past, like, I think this even happened with us. Like, we were on our way to Branson and there was like a car accident, right? And we drove by and everyone just started praying in the car. Like, we just started praying over the people in the car. And it's like, it had me thinking when that happened. I was like, I think you can see the fruit of intimacy in someone's life when, like, their first action is to pray, but also you can tell that they're always in prayer. Like, you're just always at the verge of, like, talking to Jesus. Wow. Like, I mean, it's even something silly, but yesterday was Bronx, my dog's first birthday.
Hey,
shout out, Bronx.
Shout out
B-Man. We took him down to the dog beach, bro, which I got mad sunburned. But we took him down to the dog beach, and then we came home. So we were gone all day, and I said, I'm watching those dogs. And I think they were in the house way longer than I wanted them to be. And I was like, I knew that there was going to probably be like pee and stuff. And I literally was praying our whole drive home. I'm like, Lord, just please no pee, please no. And it's like a weird thing to be praying that. But I think it shows out of fruit of my own life, like where I go first when I desire something. And I think in your life too, that can start to be the rhythm of your own life is like, I'm going to go to prayer for everything. Like, I'm going to go to prayer when I walk into work. Lord, let this day be good. Like, let me walk in today and have an impact. Let today just go well. Let that person I don't get along with, let there be some breakthrough. You know, just like being in prayer throughout the day can be one of those game changing things that really lets you not just fall into the arms of Jesus, but like stay in the arms of Jesus.
Oof, come on, Caden. That's good, dude. That is really
come
good.
Come on, somebody.
I think that's like where it takes it to the next level right there, man.
Totally.
Because it really is, you know, it's a relationship.
Totally. And I mean, I didn't even know in your life, like in my life too, when you take it to that next step, it changes everything. Like, you don't walk through the day going, man, I just feel like weak and lowly. You just walk through the day like, I'm empowered. The Spirit of God lives inside me. I think as he thinks, I do as he do. You know, it's like you're just so empowered. You're able to walk in such a different way, carry a different joy, carry a different light. We are coming to the end of our time. We like to keep it 25, 30 minutes, sometimes 35.
Yeah, we talked a lot. Sorry.
We did talk a lot, but we're good. We're at 29 minutes and 27 seconds, 8, 9, 30 seconds.
Woo!
And we're coming to the end. But, Cade, what would you say, the last thing you would say, maybe one encouraging, one thought, one thing that shifted something in your life, what would you tell someone that is on the verge of stepping out in faith but isn't quite sure or hasn't had the right enough push or just needs to hear one last thing to do it? What would you tell them?
I would say Hebrews 11:1 says this, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." You might not see it yet. You might not understand why something is happening. You might not understand why something happened to you. But you can rest in the fact of knowing that, one, God's plan is not a broken plan. He never breaks a promise. He's faithful. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It talks about in Scripture. And you can plan, but he establishes your steps. So don't stop dreaming. Keep dreaming, but dream with God and allow him to mark your steps.
That's so good. I'm so glad you said dream with God, because I know we talked on our way to Branson. We're like, we're both dreamers, and we just get ahead of ourselves. And we're out of time, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. We get ahead of ourselves, and we are just always dreaming. What would you say to the dreamer that is like you and I, that has so many dreams, so many things, has so many streams, you could say?
Yeah.
What would you tell the person that is trying to figure out which stream they're going to jump in first? What would you tell them?
I would say it again, man. Start where you're planted.
Yeah, that's
start,
so good.
Start where God has you. And let God run with that. And run with that and go all in. And don't dream to build your own kingdom, but dream to build the kingdom of God.
Totally. Yeah, you have everything you need, and God's given that to you already, and you'll realize that the more intimate you get with him. So, dude, thank you so much for coming on. This was awesome.
Dude, thank you for having me, man. I'm
bro,
loving it.
You are the uncle to Questions with Caden. Like, people should know, like, this is not the only time Cade is going to be on the podcast. He's definitely coming back. He's definitely going to be back on. He's going to be like that uncle you see on Christmas and Easter and Father's Day. You know, he's going to be that guy. He's coming back on. I love you so much, bro. Thank you so much for blessing us.
Dude, I love you, man. So encouraged by this. I mean, I've been impacted by this podcast for the last few months too, man. So thank you for doing what you're doing, bro.
Wow. Thanks, bro. Thanks for listening. It means the world, dude, for real. And I know for a fact that people were encouraged today by you. And what people need to know is that Cade Thompson is one of the most genuine, real, kindest people I've met in my life. Like, when I see you, Cade, and I'm with you, I see and I'm with Jesus. And you are a guy that just carries the love and joy of Jesus so well into a room.
Thank you,
bro. And you have such a big call on your life, but you are so okay with letting God be bigger than your calling and let everybody know that. And so who you guys see on the stage and who you see on podcasts and interviews is not even half of who Cade Thompson is. He is so much better off stage, honestly, than he is on stage. And I love you, bro. I'm grateful for you.
Thank you, man.
And your friendship, for real.
Thank you, dude. I love you, man. Thankful for you. And let's go. Questions with Caden.
Let's go, bro. Questions with Caden. Hey, be sure to follow Cade on Instagram, on TikTok. Check out his website, CadeThompsonMusic.com, to check out where he's playing close to you. You can get tickets. You can find where he's playing. This dude is playing all the time, literally everywhere. So if you want to go to a Cade Thompson show, you will find one near you. I can guarantee it.
You will.
He's everywhere all the time. I think there might be four of him. Because he's just like, I'm like, how's this guy everywhere all the time? But he's killing it. Also, anything else you wanna plug, Cade?
I got new music coming out just all the time now, so I'm very excited. Go listen to the new single, Arms of Jesus. I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful for your support, and I love each and every single one of you.
Let's go. Go listen to Into the Arms of Jesus. What's cool is you can go, hey, Alexa, play Arms of Jesus by Cade Thompson.
That's the way to go. It'll play it for
and
you.
And she'll do it.
She'll do it.
She'll do it. All right, man. Thanks for coming on. Listeners, we love you so much. I would encourage you to listen to this podcast twice. And first way through, just listen and soak it in. And second way through, take some notes and let God really minister to your heart through what Cade had to share with us today. Because stepping out in faith could be one of the scariest things, but could be the best thing and the exact thing you need to do right now. So we love you tons. You're called for so much. God is ordaining your steps, and you're going to have a fantastic week. We love you. We'll catch you in the next one.
Love you. Peace.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.